pop corn. They pop culture. It's the lowdown.
What is up, everyone? Welcome to the latest installment of the Lowdown Podcast. I am the voice of Palmetto Chipship Wrestling, the voice of Lugoff Elgin Demons Football, and your host of the Lowdown Podcast, Elliot Poston. And tonight, I come to you bearing gifts, ladies and gentlemen. I have a multi-time champion with one of the most well-rounded, most well-known tag teams, the Heat Seekers, Matt Sigmund, who is also a husband, a father, a fitness trainer. He has multiple certifications on fitness and wellness, host of Wrestling With The Mind podcast. I've said his name, and I'm going to say it again, Matt Sigmund.
No, I don't often hear the cheer sound when people say my name. Most places we go, booed, yelled at, or said terrible things too. So that's kind of fun.
It's
a little different.
If you ever go face, you'll have to be called the Thrill Seekers.
I think that was taken.
Oh, well, you know, I'm sure there's multiple teams that have the same tag name, right?
That's true. Thankfully, you know, with the Heat Seekers, we own the trademark on that. We've had to shut down a couple of imposters over the last few years. With my a plug for my wonderful consigliere, my attorney, Steve New.
Yeah.
God bless him. Yeah, good guy.
That's a man. It's I was going to try not to get into wrestling, but it's hard not to. I mean, you've been in the industry for what, 20 years?
A long moment. You know, I was talking to somebody the other night. It was a young kid in the locker room, and he said, it's so cool to be on the card with you tonight. And I was like, oh, that's great. He's like, I used to watch you when I was 2 years old, 3 years old. And I said, well, how old are you now? He's like, well, I'm 21 or whatever. And I was like, great. Thank you. Build up my character here.
That's funny. How old are you?
I'm 36.
Okay, so we're the same age.
Yeah, I started when I was 17 in wrestling, and the stupidity in me has not let me stop.
Well, I mean, it's passion, man, right?
Yeah, I mean, hey, it's something I'm going to do till the day I'm gone. I'll probably die in the ring at hopefully an old age. I want to be the guy who is kind of respected in the locker room, so the promotions feel like they got to keep him around.
Yeah.
Like when I'm like 60 and they're still letting me go work, and maybe I'm not delivering great matches anymore, but in my mind I still am. So that's my life goal, is just to be that one guy that nobody will truly let go when they need to.
It's like Matt Sigmund died in the ring. He didn't kick out of life. He tapped out.
Yeah. We'll see.
Well, that's good. You know, they say if you're doing something you love, it's not work. So
it's true. Yeah. Do something you love and you'll never work a day in your life. And that's been true for me in all of my areas that I do business. You know, with wrestling, that's probably my strongest passion. And I've had 19 wonderful years so far almost. And every day is a gift with it, and just every day is a gift with life in general, but just with wrestling, I truly have grown to appreciate every moment that I do have in it, because you never know when something's going to take you really out of it. And so that's something I've enjoyed so much over the years. And then, you know, outside of wrestling, with just helping people with health and wellness, and last few years specifically been doing health coaching full time, and then that role has grown for me tremendously, to where, you know, I'm doing that pretty much full time during the day. So it's health coach by day, pro wrestler by night, and then doing the you know, odd podcast, give or take here and there, once every week or two, and full plate.
Well, I mean, you got a really good thing going. especially with the, I love talking to people who look at health and wellness and they don't just focus on one side of things, right? Excuse me. Because it's so easy to get, I'm going to say hyper-focused, and get tunnel vision. So, you know, you have some people who focus on the physical, but don't focus on the mental, the spiritual. You have some who just focus on the mental, but don't focus on the physical, the spiritual. Then you have some who focus on the spiritual, and then they completely disregard the physical and the mental. So, anytime I have a chance to, and it's one reason why I reached out to you to try and ask if you'd be willing to come on tonight, is because I follow you, I watch you, and I listen on social media and everything. And, one thing I notice is not only do you promote, mental, health with your podcast and your physical health with your fitness and health and wellness training, but you also, I've seen you, I'd say probably the past several months, I've really seen an uptick in you really, challenging people to focus on their spiritual wellness as well. And, you know, from talking to each other, and, you and I are both part of the same faith base, you know, we're both, Christians and everything. And so for me, it was easy. It was an easy thing to want to do. And not to mention the first time I actually was able to have a conversation with you was at Clash in Camden, back in November of last year.
Right.
And Randon was like, "Hey, Mr. Heatseeker guy, hey, you want to sit down with us?" And that, he's like, "Yeah, man, sure." And
yeah, I'm always open to chat, man. You can put a mic in front of me and we'll roll. I don't care.
I've seen it enough now in the ring that I'm like, yeah, give the man a mic and you've got gold. So, man, I just first and foremost thank you for joining us tonight, joining me, joining us. You know, depends on how many personalities you get from me. Before we get started, I do need to say one thing real quick, and that is I need to thank Day Soul Coffee Lab out of Birmingham, Alabama. Guys, you've heard me say it time and time again. I absolutely love coffee. I consider myself a coffee connoisseur, and I have found what I believe to be the absolute best coffee out there. With Day Soul Coffee Lab, you can be sure to get coffee that's super smooth and always fresh roasted. Some of the best, if not the best, coffee you'll ever drink. So swing over to their website, daysoulcoffeelad.co. You see it on the screen right now. And use promo code LOWDOWN to get 10% off your order. They even have a subscription option where they'll deliver coffee directly to you every month. So guys, it's a no-brainer. If you're going to drink coffee, you might as well make it great coffee. So I appreciate Day Soul.
I'm on there now.
Dude, so good. Oh, and I'd love to say, hey, use 10% off, you know, so I can get my my love and affection. But they have a better discount out right now as well. If you want to use it, it might be on their website. If it's not, you can go to Day Soul Coffee Lab on Facebook. I don't know it right off the top of my head, but I think it's 25% off. They're doing through Saturday. So
that's a pretty good deal. And I mean, I am a world traveled coffee connoisseur. I think most of the liquid flowing through my veins at this point is probably coffee. They have to hook an IV up with it every morning to get me going. So I will definitely check this out. I'm always looking for new avenues to feed my coffee desire, my caffeine intake.
So I went to high school with the owner, Bert.
Yeah.
Bert Davis from Johnsonville, South Carolina. He's moved to Alabama and everything now. Him and his family. And, man, I love it. I love their – they have a bourbon barrel reserve blend. Mm-hmm. So it's – they use the bourbon barrels that has the aged oak and stuff. And they roast the coffee in those barrels. And it's got a very, very, very good flavor. They have another one called the – Woolly Bully, I think, or something like that. It's very good. But
I'm gonna check all these out, and we'll see what stands out to be the best. You know, and it's crazy because like it's 9:10 p.m. here on East Coast.
Yep.
And this Tervis tumbler is filled right now with coffee.
It looks like it's filled with the Force. Is what it looks like.
Well, that too. You know, you gotta keep some stormtroopers around when you're drinking coffee at 9 o'clock at night. So.
Connoisseur coffee, you are.
And I collect coffee mugs too. So if you ever see any really solid coffee mugs from around your friends and travels, let me know because I'm always looking for new additions.
So it's funny you say that. So they're not a sponsor of the show, but got a bagel company here in the Camden Lugoff area in South Carolina called Munster Bagels. And I really like the way their coffee cup looks. I haven't bought it yet because I've got to figure out what I'm getting rid of before I do it.
We're up to almost two cabinets just full with coffee mugs. And I try to use a different one every day. Whenever we bounce back down towards Camden there, I will stop at this place and acquire a new mug because I'm always looking for some different ones.
Yeah, I'll talk to Mark. Hey, Mark. So Mark was born and raised in New York, moved down here to the South, opened up a bagel truck, and man, they're amazing. Nothing better than a cheddar bagel with bacon and cheddar cream cheese on it. I'm going to go ahead and tell you, brother, it's so good. But man, I don't want to camp on bagels and coffee, although I could.
We're trying to line up new sponsors here.
Well, we have a really good coffee place here in Camden, South Carolina, too, called American Patriot. Very good as well. So,
okay.
Two coffee places that you can check out. Awesome. But I want to get into the nitty gritty and let's just talk, man. Talk about your journey. Maybe some things that you've dealt with as a man. We were having conversation about manhood before we started the show. And we both kind of agreed that, man, we as men we've become soft. You know, and I think it's just not men. I think we're so easily offended, society, culture wise. We've lost the ability to say, hey Matt, you know, what you said kind of offended me. And can we talk about that? Or, hey, Matt, you know, I think I may have taken this the wrong way. Can I talk to you about this? We've discounted and completely ignored how to work things out.
As a whole in society, not just for this particular situation, but this can be applied to just about anything. We have lost a tremendous grasp on the ability to communicate well.
Oh, for real.
And I see this within wrestling. I see it within the coaching world. I see it within just companies in general that are having turmoil amongst team members and things. Relationships suffer from it. We are at a point where, like you said, if there is a disagreement, if there is an argument, if there is any point of contention between two people, they can't go pull each other to the side here and have that straightforward conversation. Because we're distracted by these all day. We're distracted by these and social media, right? So we have to create a movement and get a bandwagon behind us and let everybody know about this problem that we have with somebody so we can build up our wall of people to take on this person and show them that we're right and they're wrong rather than communicate and try to really figure out what's going on. So communication, man, if we would just be more open to talking to each other, even if our opinions differ, beliefs differ, or just the way we want to go about things in general, the world would be so much better. But unfortunately, we are not at that point. Nobody really wants to man up and have these conversations, or, you know, it's not just men that have this communication problem. Not gender exclusive. It's for everybody. You know,
I mean, think about it. It's the number one. The number one leading cause for divorce It's communication. Right. It's not finances. It's not cheating spouses. It or infidelity. It's not abuse. It's communication. Mm-hmm. And you know, I get we have to use text messaging and Facebook Messenger and any other messenger that's out there because it's just how the world runs now. But man, when I tell you, I cannot stand having to just send a message. I would much prefer, and maybe that's just the old school in me, you know, growing up on a corded phone and all that good stuff, you know, right. I just, and maybe it's the relational side of me as well. I love picking up a phone and calling somebody and just talking. You know, and just
I'm the same. And I think the older I get, I guess older, wiser, right? So whenever,
yeah,
especially because when you get in the wrestling business and it's a little bit, I guess, calmer, better in certain ways than it used to be, but we used to deal with things a little bit better. And I've been to that point where I've been frustrated with somebody and I want to prove my point. And I've taken and done, you know, these things too. But then the older I get, I'm like, why? What's the point? Nothing good is going to come out of this by just trying to drag somebody else down instead of us trying to find a middle ground and balance things out and just
sure.
make the business or make life better than it was yesterday. It's wild to me just how much we let happen.
So, I mean, and this isn't necessarily the direction that I'd planned on taking it, but hey, we're here, so let's go.
Yeah.
What are some things that maybe people need to work on? I mean, from your experience, from your take, you know, it's, I have my ideas, you know, first, hey guys, you held it up while ago. Hey, let's put this crap down. All right. Mm-hmm. Let's instead of texting someone and saying, hey, what's up? Give them a phone call. Granted,
if
that means
answer, right?
Yeah. If they'll answer, I mean, it's a valid point. What's some things that maybe you've done to strengthen relationships and say, hey, I'm more than just a text away.
Mm-hmm. I think part of it is kind of like you were saying with the phone. It's not just the phone, but just distractions in general, whatever that may look like for you, whether that be the phone, just staying on social media consistently. You know, for some people, it can be video games. It can be the gym. It can be anything that we take and we push to a level that it becomes not beneficial to us or not helpful for us in our life, but just a full on distraction, something bigger than an idol of sorts, I guess is one way you could look at it. And just trying to find and become more aware of those distractions, those problem points that you do have. And when you become aware of them, trying to figure out ways to improve them. And you're not going to be able to change things overnight, man. You're not going to be able to do a complete 180 on things. So becoming more aware of what these distractions are and finding ways to chip away at them in small little points over time.
Keith joins in on the chat and says, I feel the same way. I'd much rather call someone than text them.
Yeah, I'm kind of the same way. Technology, though, it kind of limits that. And we have to look at and see what's realistic here in the times, too.
Sure.
You know, a lot of people don't. And it's sad, but, you know, you go to airport, you go to, you know, somewhere, the mall or whatever. Do people go to malls anymore? But if they do, you know, all the kids, all the guys, adults, too, they're just sitting there like this. And the person that they're texting, maybe right here, like they may
be
right beside each other. I look in the locker rooms that we're in, right? And all the guys, girls too, they're all just on him, they're on the phones. And then, you know, they'll send a text and then all of a sudden, dude, 5 feet away, his phone lights up. So I know, you know,
that's
they're
funny.
Talking to each other instead of having just conversations right there when you're with the person in the same room. It blows my mind, but we got to expect it at this point. And so we just got to find ways to adapt and find a way to balance that out too.
You know, I was eating supper. For those of you who don't know what supper is, real quick, I'm from the South, guys. Supper is the same thing as dinner. Okay. It's,
right.
you know, it's used interchangeably where I'm from. So, but I've always called it supper. So me and my kids, my wife was at work. We were having supper and I'd seen a video earlier and I was just like, and I remembered that video and it just hit me like a ton of bricks because I looked and my son was on his tablet. My daughter was on her tablet and, you know, I was on my phone. And so I'm like, okay, I need to put this up, put my phone up. And, but I got to thinking about like my parents, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, knowing that I, when it comes to my grandparents, I only have one grandparent living. My granddad's the only one alive.
Right.
And I'm thinking, man, if my kids just understood like how fleeting time is and that if we can get them to where they're not consumed by those electronics and just really enjoy and learn to understand that the time with their grandparents is very precious.
Yeah.
And heck, even with your parents is precious because, you know, the older I get, and I don't know where you're at with your parents and if they're living or not, but I just know I can look back and look to now and I just see, you know, my parents are just, they're a shell of what they used to be.
Right. Yeah. And I mean, I'm in this kind of same boat. There are three grandparents still alive. A grandmother, grandfather on my mom's side, grandmother on my dad's side. And, you know, thankfully they're still in decent health. A couple of them are declining on the, with mental function and things like that, just due to their age. But, you were talking about the dinner table and just those distractions. You know, some of my best memories family-wise as a kid, some of the most powerful memories from family as a kid was sitting at that dinner table and interacting with, you know, parents or cousins or brother, whatever it may look like for you. And we've been talking recently, just friends, church related things. Sorry, a car's driving by. But
is that outside my car?
Really, like, the Undertaker's outside, just on the motorcycle, running down.
Dead man but, walking.
The dinner table has just this potential opportunity to create a lot of memories and share a lot of stories, experiences, and learn. So, you know, now my daughter's 5 years old, and we have a no electronics at the dinner table deal. We don't, because there's been several moments where, you know, she's growing up. We do get distracted by these, and she's noticed. She's made comments. She's 5 years old. She's made comments of, you know, what are you doing? I want to talk or whatever. And it's like, whoa. So, you know, dinner time, we sit there, we eat and we ask each other, you know, what's been your favorite part of today? What's been the most challenging part of today? What are you looking forward to tomorrow? Just, and that's three basic questions, but you can get a lot out of just even something like that.
Yeah. And you know, you say that, and that's something that I've thought about multiple times on, you know, just saying, hey guys, going forward, when we eat together. We all put our electronics away, mom, dad, brother, sister. Mm-hmm. We're going to sit down at least for an hour and we're going to eat. We're going to turn TVs off. We'll let music play in the background. That's fine. Let some music play. That's cool. But let's, I really want to get to where and you know, it's one of those things that, you know, you can say, I want to, but just do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And that's something that I'm trying to do on the road too. Even if I'm with a crew of guys that I enjoy communicating with, talking with, if we're sitting down having a meal, I'm going to try to put the phone down just so we can interact and, you know, have some fun story moments.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's a, you know, it's funny because, you know, my wife and myself, we both catch each other doing it, but like my son or daughter be calling one of us and we're just tuned out because mm-hmm. we're so consumed by whatever we're looking at on our phone. And the other one will say, Hey, Elliot, or hey, Lindsay, your son's calling you or your daughter's calling you.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, what do you need? But yeah, I mean, that's, intentionality is a big thing, mm-hmm. you know?
And most of the time what we're watching on the phones means nothing.
Stupid. It's mindless.
It means nothing. It's mindless. It's deteriorating our minds to a degree. And, you know, this plays into wrestling. I know we're not talking about wrestling a whole lot, but people get so focused on just staring at their phones and they're instantly gratified. So we get that instant gratification kicked in. And so now at shows and things, people just want instant gratification. They want boom, 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 boom. And there's no
spot,
real emotional.
Spot.
There's no real emotional buildup. There's no true way to build up a good payoff. And that's why some of the best things you have in wrestling today are the ones that are slowing down, telling a story, and forcing people to pay attention. Yeah. Our society as a whole, though, man, we're so distracted and tuned out, like you were saying, and just instant gratification moments, train wrecks, car wrecks, however you want to look at it, and we're just numb to it all now.
What do you think that how do you think that plays into where we're at with our mental health as a culture?
This is something that we've talked about on the podcast. It's called Wrestling with the Mind, the one I do, and I try to focus on mental health awareness and just kind of raising awareness around various challenges people have, as well as have like some people with inspiring stories. And it's not all wrestlers. I try to get people from all walks of life on there. But just the instant gratification and the distraction piece has been a big factor. And for mental health, it's challenging because we get in this mindset too, where we look on social media and we're comparing ourselves to others consistently, and we beat ourselves down, and it kind of knocks our self-worth in our own mind down tremendously. And I think it's damaged us a lot. And the kids now with tablets and phones and things, they're so distracted, and they're getting just a lifestyle and a mindset towards the world that it devalues so much.
Very warped.
Mm-hmm. And so you're starting to see, especially after COVID, you're starting to see a lot of younger kids, more and more, it's younger kids. Statistics are going up like crazy with depression, stress, anxiety, suicidal tendencies in children. Yeah. Why? And so it's just, and I don't know the perfect fix. I'm not here to tell you I do. But I know we need to talk about it.
You know, it's funny because I was talking to someone just the other day about stuff I did as a kid, right? Being outside and all that. And it's like, part of me really wishes that my children would go out and do that. But man, the world is so messed up that you let your kid outside alone for a few minutes, and suddenly they're abducted. Nobody knows where they are. Mm-hmm. And that's a fear as a parent, you know? And it challenges me in my faith as well, because, you know, my faith tells me, trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not on your own understanding, acknowledge Him for who He is, and He'll direct your paths. And, you know, so it's a struggle though, because I'm like, God, I trust you. I trust you're going to protect my family. I trust you're going to protect my kids. But I also trust your sovereign will, but I also know you give people free will, and I don't trust others.
Give people free will, but also, you know, created us to be men, to look after our family, and to make those tough calls about what's going to be safe or good for our kids, and lets us be the kind of the judge of that, you know, to a degree outside of what He's commanded. So, going back to the manhood piece, we need to step up a little bit and become better, you know, fathers and leaders of our houses and communities and things.
Well, and there's another important one out there too, that I think it's easy for us to really forsake, and that's husband, right? You can't be a good father. And let me preface this real quick. This one's directed to the married guys. Married men, you cannot be a good father if you're not a good husband. And I will live and die by that sword. If you are not a good husband to your wife, you cannot be a good father to your kids. And if you want to dispute me, and if you want to debate me on that, hey, send me a private message. I'd love to debate you. But this is for the married men, especially for those who have the same faith as I have. You cannot be a good father if you're not a good husband.
I agree. I think, just in general, we all need to be, those of us that are, with families, we need to be better husbands, better fathers. We need to step up. We need to take our role more seriously. And we need to work on bettering ourselves. We go through life, we're distracted just like the rest of them. We need to find ways to improve our ability to take care of family better.
Yeah. And it's in today's society, we hear about how hard it is to be a man. Mm. We hear that a lot. Man, it's hard to be a man. Well, you know what? It's supposed to be. It is not supposed to be easy.
I don't know if you follow Tony Evans.
Oh, yeah. Kingdom Man.
Kingdom Man. I'm working through, I thought it was here in the room. It's out in the hall or somewhere. I set it on a table. I'm working through the Kingdom Man. He's got the Kingdom Man, the Kingdom Marriage, the Kingdom Woman series he wrote with it, or book he wrote with his daughter. Really good stuff. And there's some free videos and things on YouTube where he dives into this as well. That you can check out, but just kind of focusing back in on manhood and us taking things more serious and stepping up.
Yeah, it's I need to go back and read that. I read it at one point.
It's great.
Yeah, I need to go back and read it. I read it at one point with a group of guys, and I've got several books over here. Another good book, it's called Deadly Viper, Character Assassins.
I haven't heard that one.
Really good leadership book. That's one. Another good one is, let me see it. I got to find it over there. I think it's something about, Five Marks of a Man.
Mm-hmm. And if you ever get a chance, Nikita Koloff travels around. He goes to various churches, links up with men's groups at churches, and he does these man camps, man. Yeah. And they go for 4 or 5 days and work together through some challenges that guys face and families and things, and just how to be a better man. And I think Lex Luger travels with him on a lot of these. So check out Nikita's. I think it's Koloff Ministries. You can look up to see if he's coming anywhere near you. But really great guy. Nikita's awesome.
So, might be letting the cat out of the bag here.
Well, we'll see. I spoiled something, didn't I?
Well, so there is a group that has reached out to ownership of PCW trying to possibly put something together. I did find out recently they have an opportunity to bring in Nikita Koloff. And I think they're kind of to be the guest speaker. I think they're wanting to try and maybe bring in PCW on it and have an event, then have Nikita speak and stuff. So,
well, just tell me a date. Here we go.
Yeah. I'll definitely let the guys know. Hey,
Matt, that's great. Yeah.
Matt Sigmund says he's at least in.
Yeah. Hey, put me down. We'll make it work. Nikita's awesome. I love traveling with Nikita. I've been blessed to know him for, 15 years, something like that, maybe a little less. And we've been able to interact on a lot of events together over the years, and always a fun time, and just such a great guy.
I was a big fan of his growing up. I was like, man, look at this mean Russian dude. And like when I found out he was from like Minnesota, Missouri, I was like, really?
Say what?
It really threw me off, because I at the time I was just, these are just people. Mm-hmm. I didn't know it was a gimmick.
If you ever get a chance, even outside the man camp, if you ever get a chance just to sit and have a chat with Nikita or Lex is awesome too. I encourage you to do so. Wonderful stories, testimonies from both. They've both been through a lot in life and have a lot to share. So
yeah, I'd like to try and get either one of them on. I have to get my viewership up and probably my phones in better order.
maybe a little bit.
But yeah, so we're circling back talking about manhood and touched on mental health already, and you know, talked about how the importance of fatherhood, being a husband, and the pressure that men have on them, as they should have on them, because you know, when it comes to accountability, we're the ones who's going to be responsible for our family, right? In the eyes of God. So what I want to look at now is, knowing all this, and some people will hear that and just think spiritual, but had a pastor this past weekend at my church, Pastor Brad, I forget Pastor Brad's last name. He was visiting though, and he spoke on he preached on being stuck, right? And he shared his own testimony about how he was maybe one to two years ago was at his heaviest, and God spoke to him and said, "Hey, you can't be the best version of yourself if you're not physically fit." Mm-hmm. And you can't do everything you need for me, everything you need to do for your family. Your family's not getting the best version of you. You can't even go outside and jump on the trampoline with your kid because you'd rather take a nap because you're tired, because you're overweight, right, because you're this. So what are some things, you know, being a health and wellness trainer like you are, you know, speak on that, you know, help the listeners understand that the importance of not only focusing on one area.
Yeah. And there's a lot of ways to look at this too. And this is not just for guys, it's for guys, girls. You know, if you look at this from a faith-based or spiritual perspective, Christ-minded, God calls on us to be, you know, good stewards of our body so we can make the most and add to his kingdom in the most opportune way. If you're looking at this just from life in general, outside of a faith-based approach, I want to live and make the most of my every single day of life that I possibly can, right? And we do. We live in this world with all these distractions and misinformation and craziness going on, right? And a lot of things pushed on us too, from just like a nutrition standpoint, is like crazy processed foods, right?
Oh yeah.
As a country, you look at our nutritional intake compared to other countries around the world.
High fructose corn syrup and everything.
Terrible. So yeah, preservatives, additives. We have some of the lowest fiber intake because people here, we're so used to buying all these. Look in your pantries; it's just all these processed boxed foods. We're not eating a lot of good vegetables and things that actually contain fiber in them. And
fast food.
Yeah, fast food is so prevalent, and there's not really there are more healthy options at fast food places than there used to be. There are more salads and things. Even then, you got to still be careful with the calories you're bringing in from adding so much dressing and whatnot. But yeah, just it's helpful to take a real good look at what you're taking in each day, and trying to get awareness around some of these choices and trying to make better choices. And like kind of like we were saying earlier too, when it comes to nutrition, exercise, mental health and everything, you're not going to be able to do a 180 overnight. You need to become aware of some of these patterns and then try to make some small changes that you can build on over time. Activity wise, we are now programmed, and our kids are being programmed, to sit constantly on the couch with video games. I love video games, man. I play Xbox and Nintendo Switch all the time, right? But we're being programmed just to sit there and be numb and just so focused and
very sedentary.
All hours. Very sedentary lifestyle, specifically here in America too. You know, other countries, a lot higher activity, even when they are doing some of the video games and things. So, and our jobs, you know, after COVID, a lot of jobs switched to remote. We're doing a lot more at desk work, and we're sitting there all day.
I will say I love remote work though.
I do too. But and with wrestlers, we're sitting in a car for some crazy hours too, and we're not getting in that activity that we should be getting in each day. If you look back 50 years at pictures of people out in public, and then you look at pictures now of people in public, vast difference from what you see.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of it is from being sedentary, not being active at all, and those nutritional choices that come into play here. I encourage everybody to try to get up and at least do some walking. So if you look at this from a perspective of American Heart Association, the CDC, Mayo Clinic, any kind of fitness or health certification place, the minimum recommendation here for activity is moderate intensity activity for 150 minutes a week. So that's 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week. And in addition to that, they recommend a minimum of 2 days of strength training, just building muscle. The older we get too, not only are we becoming overweight and things, but our bodies are breaking down at younger ages, and we're increasing chances of injury and chances of nursing home stays and things like that, because we're losing our muscle mass. We're not active. We're not engaging our muscle activity. So our bodies, not that you and everybody don't have to look like a bodybuilder, right? But we're losing the ability to have functional movement within our bodies, and just being able to pick up bags of groceries or our kids and heck, just being able to do functional things around the house.
Heck, nowadays you sneeze and your back goes out.
Hey, that's happened to me.
No, I'm being serious.
I'm being serious too. And I think it's from just all the crazy bumps with wrestling. And then every now and then I'll do something silly, like go down to tie my shoe and then something throws out. The focus needs to shift a little bit, if possible, to where you are getting in a little more activity each day and trying to preserve our bodies for as long as we can, so we can enjoy life and make the most out of it and travel and have fun with our family and be able to not be bedridden at what's considered a young age.
So back in January, I went to the doctor, mm-hmm. and I was the heaviest I'd ever been. Right. And I hadn't had a primary care physician in like 12 years.
Okay.
So I was having some issues, and my wife's like, listen, you really need to get her doctor. She's a medical professional as well. And so told me you need to find a primary care physician and go. So I found one that everybody kind of recommended. And I know one of the nurses that worked there. So she was able to get me in, and even though the doctor wasn't taking any more patients. Not what you know is who, guys. Just throwing that out there. It's not what you know is who you know. And so I went. I was the heaviest I've ever been. And I just told the doc some stuff that was going on. Out of that doctor's appointment, I ended up having to see a heart doctor. Mm-hmm. Also at age 36, had to have a colonoscopy. Which for those of you who don't know, it's several years before. It used to be 40. I think now it's 45 or 50. They don't even recommend it now.
Unless you have
a history.
Like history or family close that have issues, yeah.
So I left the doctor's office having to go see a heart doctor and having to have a colonoscopy done. Because I was having some issues intestinally that warranted concern, possible cancer, stuff like that. So
serious business.
Yeah. And scared me. Not going to lie. You know, I was borderline diabetic as well. I knew I needed to lose weight. Didn't want to do a fad diet again. Done keto before. Once I stopped keto, it came right back on super fast. And honestly, you know, had a couple of friends who were put on Mounjaro, which is a shot for people who have diabetes, that one of the side effects is, and it's one of the reasons people do use it who are pre-diabetic or diabetic is to help lose weight. So because I was borderline, I was like, maybe I can get approved. I couldn't get approved. So finally, I just said, you know what? Screw it. I'm going to take this into my own hands. And with my wife's help, my wife, for those of you who don't know, my wife has lost over 130, 150 pounds in 3 years. So she's a gym rat now, goes to the gym every day. And love of my life really has motivated me to try and get healthier. And she kind of took my hand and said, hey, let's do this together. We completely changed our eating habits. I will tell you, for the past month since July 4th, I have not been as good as I should be. I'm getting back on track, though. But I say that to say I lost 50 pounds by changing my eating habits. I was telling Matt earlier, I do a 16-8 fast every day. So I don't eat anything except for between the hours of noon and 8 p.m. I'll drink water and I'll drink coffee if I need to. I love coffee. Y'all have heard that stick already. But by changing up my eating habits, I went to the doctor yesterday. And everything has changed. So
just looking at the progress you made, right? How does that make you feel seeing where you've come from just in the short amount of time to where you're at today?
Oh man. So I lost the weight pretty quickly. I started in February, ended up losing about 50 pounds in like 3 or 4 months. I've put back on like 8 to 10, which we're looking at everything as kind of normal fluctuation.
Yeah. So, and just for, clarification for everybody, nobody's weight loss graph is going to be totally linear. There's going to be fluctuations even daily for a variety of reasons, exercise, nutrition, sleep, stress, just overall activity, medication, they all come into play with inflammation and everything. And there's going to be points too when you're on your journey where things are going down and you will hit a significant road, or a bump in the road or
you plateau and then you have
plateau
to
for a little bit. Yeah. So you got to modify, or even sometimes plateaus. Your body just does weird things sometimes. Sometimes you just hold the line and then it keeps going down again. But you were talking about just the heart challenges and just looking at potential cancer and everything else that can come along with this. Some of the numbers are crazy to see when it comes to cholesterol, your HbA1c.
Which I have my own thoughts on cholesterol. Right.
I
see too much TikTok.
See, you got stuff with the TikTok. But just in general, our medical challenges here keep going through the roof. And companies and things are making killer amounts of money on this. And instead of really helping people overcome it, they're just putting a Band-Aid on it or having you buy medication for it. And sometimes the medicine can help, but it adds on 10 times more side effects and whatever. When a lot, I'm not saying everything can be cured, so let me put that out there, but a lot can be managed just by making better nutrition choices and activity.
So let me tell you what I cut out. I cut out dairy. Mm. I cut out carbs, like breads, wheats. I eat 3 meals a day between the hours of noon and 8 p.m. And when I'm really focused and on track with it, I'll do 1 to 2 cups of vegetables, 4 to 6 ounces of protein, an essential fat, which is half an avocado, maybe 1 to 2 tablespoons of olive oil, or maybe a cup of almonds to get my healthy fat in. And on some weeks, I'll throw a piece of fruit in there for each meal. And some weeks, I won't. And that's pretty much it. And I felt full quick. I I became a lover of spinach, and it's the best I felt in a long time.
That's all. And when you make some of the progress too, you see these other ways you're making progress non-scale. So you see more energy, sleep. Your focus is better throughout the day.
Guys, if you suffer with night sweats, okay? I suffer with night sweats almost every night. Mm-hmm. I changed up my diet. I set a time to cut myself off normally between 8 and 8:30, depending on if I get to eat lunch at 12 or 12:30. I cut myself off from eating after that. And guys, the night sweats left. They stopped.
So, that's awesome.
Dude, it's great. I don't wake up in the middle of the night with my pillow wet.
And just, I mean, if you look at it too, you know, you've got a family, you've got kids, and you're preserving yourself potentially, I mean, Lord willing, to be there for them at a much later time in life when you might not have earlier. Just looking at, you know, the impact that you can have and being able to see your kids, grandkids, whatever it might be, and feeling like interacting with them and not laying, like you were saying earlier about somebody else, just laying in there, no energy and not being able to do the things.
I would get winded trying to bend over and tie my shoe. Mm-hmm. And for me, when that became an issue, when I got to the point where I always wanted a slide on shoe so I didn't have to bend over and tie my shoe, that's a problem. Mm-hmm. It's laziness for one. And number two, it was one of those things that if I'm to the point where I'm so winded that I have to take a breath, hope I get my shoe tied quick enough, and then exhale, there's obviously health issues that I'm dealing with that I need to address. So,
hey, and it's awesome that you were able to become aware of that,
yeah,
and then do something about it. There's so many people who know that that's the case, but then the world presents them so many of these easy options to where it accommodates their situation and they're just cool with it. And, you know, then health troubles add up and they're not going to live as long as they potentially could. And their quality of life from day to day is going to be diminished. So you're doing something about that. And that's amazing.
My doctor asked me one question yesterday. So what's the medications you're on now? I said, I'm not on any. She said, nothing. I said, nope. She said, no longer on the inhaler steroid. Nope. No longer on your allergy medicine. I said, no, I quit my allergy shots. Why'd you do that? I said, I just got tired of going, tired of spending the money. So I stopped. I said, and when I stopped my allergy shots, I decided to stop my allergy medicine too and say, hey, if the allergy shots worked, I'm not going to need my allergy medicine. Let's see what happens. I said, I haven't had any allergy issues since I've done it.
And to clarify one more time, you know, there are people who can't come off every medication. There's some people who are in a situation where they are going to be on certain medications for the rest of their life for whatever various health reasons that may be. But a lot of it can be improved. And I've seen a lot of people, like you were saying, come off or have the ability to come off a lot of what they were on throughout the day. And that is also something to have a chat with your doctor about. Show them the progress you're making or your intentions to do so and figure out what could potentially be the next steps
for you. And to clarify, my medication regimen was very, very minimal anyways. So it was literally an allergy pill a day, vitamin C, and men's one a day. Mine was minimal.
There are people who pull out. My dad calls it Elvis's medicine cabinet,
my parents
loaded with it. Yeah, and it hurts to see, you know.
Yeah, and you know, seeing my parents' medicine cabinet, so to speak, all their medication. I think that's one thing where I hate seeing it, and maybe it's just part of my belief system. And that's a different generation too, right? A lot of people my parents' age and older, you know, they came up when when medication was became a really, really big deal. Mm-hmm. And well, my generation suddenly, our generation is becoming, I'm going to say, more and more crunchy or granola. You know, finding more homeopathic alternatives.
I think even the previous generation too is becoming more aware that some things can be improved to the point yeah. where they can get off, you know, certain medications. So like my father, he had a heart attack almost within a few more minutes. If we wouldn't have got him to the hospital in time, he would have died, just a 100% blockage. And, you know, he was on a lot of medication, and then afterwards went through, you know, heart rehab and whatnot, got off, you know, lost a lot of weight and was able to get more activity movement around each day, and has been able to manage things a lot better, outside of the medicine and stuff like that. So, there's some really solid potential opportunities there for people that really want to dedicate and make more out of their life.
Yeah, we're coming up on an hour, just a few minutes. So I want to ask you something. If there's something that you can advise on or give advice to for a man who maybe struggling mentally, maybe struggling physically, what's something that you want to leave him with, Matt?
Man, always ask for help. Don't be afraid to ask for help. And I don't care if this is from a nutrition or physical, like fitness or mentally. If you're having challenges with any of these things, we get this pride built up to where it's like, I'm a man, I can take care of myself. I don't need outside help, or I don't want to talk to anybody. I'm beyond that. I'm better than that. Oftentimes, you know, having that outside support, that outside accountability system can do wonders for people. And, you know, people come from the fitness realm, and they're, you know, they'll be willing to pay for a personal trainer, right? Or a coach of some form to push them, but then they won't invest in that self-care on the mental side. They're too prideful to say, well, I'll train my body. I won't train my brain, right? I won't get help in that avenue. So there's so much that can be done by having somebody there for support, whether that be through, you know, an in-person therapy, or there's so many cool online therapy options now just for the mental health side of things that you can talk through challenges with. And if medication is needed, get on medication through that you can do just from your phone. You don't even have to leave home. You can sit there and have a conversation yeah. with somebody face to face. So just reaching out for help, and don't be afraid to ask for help from other people in your community. If you're having a tough day, call somebody, talk to somebody. You may think that your friend don't want to pull your friends down, or you don't want to take away from whatever they're doing today, or ruin their day, or whatever it may be. Reach out to these people, because I promise you, more often than not, they are more than willing to have a chat with you and help you through a tough time of whatever it may be. So, and then, like I said, that applies across the board with physical fitness and nutrition and mental health as well.
Yeah, and man, it's spoke last week to another guest and just talked about how the importance of finding a good solid support system. Mm-hmm. What's some ways that you've seen your faith help you out with your mental health and physical health, and what's maybe some ways that you can pull that into your overall health and wellness?
You know, for me each day, now it's praying throughout the day. And then I start my mornings off at the gym, and the gym, it's all to myself. Right. And in my earphones these days, I'm listening to like Tony Evans, kind of like we were talking about it earlier, or, even Jack Graham or somebody like that while I'm working out. And that's my prayer time. That's my me time, where I'm focused on bettering my body as well as my spiritual side. And I think just finding some way of implementing prayer into your day, if it is a faith side that you're looking to improve, go on a prayer walk, or just take 5 minutes. It don't even have to be 5 minutes. Take a few minutes to step away from whatever you're doing, the work or the stressful activity, whatever it may be. Unplug for just a moment and then have that moment to yourself, some quiet time. And it can make a world of difference for sure.
Very good, man. Hey, you're a dad. What's your best yep. dad joke?
My daughter loves knock knock jokes right now, and she always does the one where she's got a lot more than this, but she always goes back to the knock knock, who's there, and you keep saying banana and
banana
then,
who?
Yeah, and then you finally do the orange, and then you orange, you glad I didn't say banana. So that's kind of my go to at the moment. It always gets the biggest kick, but I'm full of dad jokes and just lame, dumb comedy. I get worse by the day, quite honestly. It's a problem.
There's nothing more than I love. There's nothing more that I love than a good dad joke. That's for sure. Hey man, what's the hardest tea to swallow?
I don't know.
Reality. Oh, and there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Matt, first, where can people catch you at?
On social media, at Sigmund Wrestling across the board. And then wrestling-wise, you can catch us so many places. Look for the Heat Seekers. We're all over the East Coast and Mid-Atlantic area and sometimes down in the Mississippi area as well, Arkansas, whatnot. So check us out. We always provide a fun, heated, good time. And go buy some merchandise. Search for a company called Angry Lemonade. They provide a lot of merchandise now for us, as well as some other good talent with the NWA and others. And buy some of our shirts. Always appreciated.
And they want to take a listen to your podcast.
Yeah, wrestlingmind.com for my podcast, Wrestling with the Mind. We go about every 2 or 3 weeks here lately. I'm trying not to make it an additional stressor in my life since sure. It is about mental health. So I'm just doing it whenever it is convenient for me. But we have some really good conversations with some great wrestlers, Austin Aries, Jimmy Jacobs, Jason Kincaid, Chase Owens, and many more. Diving into mental health and some of the ways they go about it on their health journey.
Very cool, man. And, are you still taking, clients for your fitness training?
For the health coach side of things, I'm actually working full time with a company, Christian Care Ministries for MediShare.
Very cool.
And so I do that full time, and they keep me pretty busy at the moment. So I don't take anybody right now outside of what they deliver.
Well, guys, there you have it. Joining me tonight, multiple time tag team champion, fitness trainer, certified fitness trainer, and host of Wrestling with the Mind, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Matt Sigmund. Matt, we appreciate you hanging out with us tonight. Guys, as always, tune in once again next Tuesday. And thank you for just loving us and always catching us on Tuesday nights. Be sure to head on over to Revolution Nutrition in Camden, South Carolina. Use promo code LAYDOWN for 10% off. Guys, we love you. We thank you. And as always, let's keep it popping.